The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kennedy is out today, so we play Can't Conquer Carson. Let's go.
No, no, no. You can conquer Carson. You can conquer Carson.
We nailed it, Dan. Stuck the landing.
Oh, it's like fine wine. It gets better every time.
I agree.
Carson.
Yes.
KB Kennedy, sponsored by Subaru. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Say good morning to Sarah from Gloucester.
Hey, good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
She's in the car with her son, Cody, on the way to school.
What's up, Cody? How old is Cody?
Cody's 14.
14, so what, 8th grade, 9th grade?
8th.
8th grade, nice. Play any sports?
No.
Smart.
He was like, I wasn't prepared for all the questions, sir.
What's your blood type, Cody?
Social security number.
I got no clue.
I actually don't know my blood type either.
A positive over here. Go look it up today, Cody. Find out your blood type and call us tomorrow and tell us what it is.
Can you two please kick Carson out of the studio before he asks you more invasive questions?
Carson, will you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Sarah.
Thank you. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson today, you're going to win $100. I don't know what his record is. We don't have a board for him, but he wins more than he loses. I know that. Are you ready?
Ready as we can be.
The director of the new Mission Impossible says the movie contains the most difficult thing they've ever filmed for the franchise. Who is the star of the Mission Impossible franchise?
It should be possible. I don't know.
Oh, they only get harder from here.
We were not prepared.
Question number two. On this day in 1987, Aretha Franklin became the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And one of Aretha's biggest songs, All She's Asking For, is a little what?
You're old, this is your stuff.
Oh, and a little respect.
All right, there we go. Put him on the board. Question three. Luke Grimes turns 41 today. He played the role of Casey Dutton on which hit TV show?
Luke Grimes. Casey Dutton. I have no idea.
All right, question number four. The NFL has reportedly asked Kendrick Lamar not to play the Drake diss track Not Like Us during the Super Bowl halftime show. Meanwhile, the song just hit a billion streams on Spotify and is probably his most well-known song. Who played last year's Super Bowl halftime show?
Taylor Swift.
And question number five. Christopher Walken doesn't stream TV, so he's been unable to watch all the episodes of his show Severance, but the crew is cool enough to send him DVDs of the show so he can watch it. In the iconic I Need More Cowbell SNL skit that Walken stars in, what song are they working on?
We got nothing.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio. Carson Remix. Cody, how do you think your mom did?
Oh, terrible.
Oh, no.
Cody's smart.
Okay.
They got 1 out of 5 correct.
Oh. Suits. All right.
All right, Carson, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. The director of the new Mission Impossible says the movie contains the most difficult thing they've ever filmed for the franchise.
Oh, wow.
Who stars in the Mission Impossible franchise?
Tom Cruise.
That is correct. 1-0.
All right. That's a good start.
On this day in 1987, Aretha Franklin became the first woman ever inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Really?
What took him so long?
What? The first woman or the first black woman?
It just said first woman.
That's crazy.
Maybe as a solo artist? I don't know.
Yeah.
And one of Aretha's biggest songs, All She's Asking For, is a little what?
R-S-P-E-C-T.
You want to spell that one more time?
R-S-P-E-C-T. R-R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Sorry, it's early. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out that he can't spell.
I was like, you're missing a vowel, but I know what you're trying to do. 2-1. Question number 3. Luke Grimes turns 41 today.
Who?
That's funny you ask. He played the role of Casey Dutton on which hit TV show?
Yellowstone.
Yes, the Duttons. Yeah, Yellowstone.
The Duttons. Okay.
3-1. The NFL has reportedly asked Kendrick Lamar not to play the Drake diss track Not Like Us during the Super Bowl halftime show. Meanwhile, the song just hit a billion streams on streaming.
The NFL is dumb. That's the stupidest thing. Don't play the biggest hit you've ever had.
Maybe they don't want him to scream the word pedophile during the Super Bowl halftime show. Who played last year's halftime show?
That is a great question. Was that Rihanna?
Usher, baby.
Oh,
in
Usher
the ATL.
Was, oh, okay.
3-1 going into question number 5. Christopher Walken doesn't stream TV, so he's unable to watch the episodes of his own show, Severance.
Was he out there with like a aluminum foil and a TV antenna?
But the crew is nice enough to send him DVDs so he can keep up with it.
Of course.
He's the only guy getting DVDs. And the iconic I Need More Cowbell SNL skit that Walken stars in.
Right.
What song are they working on that he needs more cowbell?
That's a great question.
Thank you.
I
got a fever.
Yeah, I can't. I got too many things going on in my brain right now. I can't think of what it is.
Don't Fear the Reaper. Blue Oyster Cult.
Oh, it is. Don't Fear the Reaper. Okay. All right. Good deal.
3-1. Carson, you get the dub.
All right.
Sarah, Cody. Unfortunately, we cannot give you the $100, but we do appreciate you playing.
Yeah, Cody, before you leave, if you want to just text me over your social security number, too, that'd be great.
Is there anything you guys want to say to Kennedy before you go? Kennedy.
Hey, Carson.
Carson.
See? One of those days, David.
I know.
Don't Fear the Reaper.
Yep.
Just get us out of here, please.
We're Sarah and Cody from Gloucester, Massachusetts, and we can't conquer Carson.
He's from Gloucester.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy is out. We're going to play Can't Conquer Carson. Drums, please.
Oh, no, no, no. You can't conquer Carson. You can't conquer Carson. No.
Can't Conquer Carson today, sponsored by Subaru. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what's up to Chris from Wilmington.
Hey, what's going on, Chris?
Hey, Carson, what's going on?
Not too much. I was talking to Chris off the air, and he just left the gym already, Dan.
Oh, he's firing on all cylinders.
Starting my New Year's resolution 3 weeks late, I guess.
Better late than never, bud. You're doing it. That's all that matters.
That's good. That's good.
All right, Chris, now that you got a fresh pump going, can you kick Carson out of the studio?
Carson, will you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Chris.
Go on, get your steps in.
Sure.
5 pop culture trivia questions. If you get more right than Carson today, you're going to get $100. He doesn't have a big board like Kennedy, so we don't know what his record is, but he won earlier. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number 1, Chris. The Black Eyed Peas canceled their Las Vegas residency due to current circumstances. They didn't expound on what the current circumstances are, but it's probably the LA wildfires. Who is the lead member of the Black Eyed Peas?
Will.i.am.
Someone bought Bob Dylan's unfinished draft lyrics to Mr. Tambourine Man for a very cool $508,000. Which actor just played Bob Dylan in the biopic The Complete Unknown?
Timothée Chalamet.
Emma Baby Spice Bunton turns 49 today. She's obviously one of the members of the Spice Girls. Finished the lyric to the Spice Girls' biggest hit.
If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends, make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Taking is too easy.
That's the way it is.
One more time.
That's the way it is.
All right, and question number 4. TikTok was banned and then unbanned in the United States over the weekend. What is the name of the parent company that owns TikTok?
ByteDance.
And question number 5. Kate Winslet is afraid of cows. The more you know. She said, I go hiking all the time and footpaths will take you through a field of cows. And I have decided that they are going to stampede me to the ground. Winslet starred in this 2004 movie alongside Jim Carrey about two people who undergo a memory erasure procedure to forget each other after the end of their romantic relationship. Can you name that movie?
It's my favorite movie, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Whew! All right, let's get Carson back in the studio. Carson! Chris, what'd you do at the gym today?
I was just doing arm stuff, but I was very confused. There was guys lifting way more than me. It was very anxiety-inducing.
I know. Going to the gym when you're not like a regular can be anxiety-inducing.
Yeah.
That's all right. Everybody just wants you to win, man. They're not looking at you. Welcome back, Carson.
I'm just laughing at that. That is so relatable.
Yeah.
Last time I was in the gym, I was just looking at all these other bros. I was like, I am not them.
I don't even know how half the machines work, so I'm just like wandering aimlessly.
Exactly.
Making sure I wipe everything down properly. That's my big thing. I was like, I don't want anything by
you. I forgot my badge, too.
You're doing great. Carson, Chris from Wilmington got 4 out of 5
correct. Oh, let's go, Chris.
Almost 5 out of 5, but I'm being a stickler.
It's the Spice Girl. Oh, sorry.
Don't worry. We'll get there.
All right.
Question number one, Carson.
Yes.
The Black Eyed Peas canceled their Las Vegas residency due to current circumstances. They didn't expound on what that was, but it's probably the LA wildfires.
Right.
Who is the lead member of the Black Eyed Peas?
Will.i.am.
That is correct. Question number two. Someone bought Bob Dylan's unfinished draft lyrics to Mr. Tambourine Man for $508,000.
Oh.
Which actor just played Bob Dylan in the biopic, The Complete Unknown?
That is a great question. I honestly, I don't know, so I'm gonna take. I've narrowed it down to two in my head, Dan.
Bill, give me one.
I know this isn't it, but I'm just gonna say Timothy Chalamet. Oh, what a guess!
No.
What a guess!
2-2. Question number three. Emma Baby Spice Bunton turns 49 today. Finish the lyric to the Spice Girls' biggest song.
If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Taking is too easy.
Taking is too easy. Is that right?
But that's the way it is.
But that's the way it is.
Chris missed one word. He just said that's the way it is.
Oh, you didn't put the
button
in.
But I'm sorry.
All right.
The lyric is the lyric.
Okay.
2-2. Question number four. TikTok was banned and then unbanned in the United States over the weekend. What is the name of the parent company that owns TikTok?
ByteDance.
ByteDance is correct. 3-3. Question number five.
Yes.
Which Chris got right.
I'm sweating.
Which, if you get wrong...
My palms are sweaty.
We'll lose Sal money.
Oh, I'm throwing it, Dan. I don't know the answer, Dan.
Kate Winslet is afraid of cows.
That's interesting.
She said, I go hiking all the time, and the footpaths take me through a field of cows, and I have convinced myself that they are going to stampede me to the ground one day. Kate Winslet starred in this 2004 movie alongside Jim Carrey about two people who undergo a memory erasure procedure to forget each other after the end of their romance. What's the name of that movie?
I'm just going to make a guess. Me, myself, and Irene. And I know that's not it.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Chris! $100 richer.
Chris
ain't going to the gym.
One? Chris knew that
it's
one?
His favorite movie of all time.
Shut up,
my favorite
Chris.
Movie.
Wow. What is it again? Eternal Spotless of the Mind and Traveling Pants?
Eternal Sunshine.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Yeah, I never saw that.
It's a good movie.
Is it? Yeah, I've never seen it.
Congratulations, Chris. You get the $100.
I like my answer, be myself and Irene better.
Victory is yours.
Oh, great job, Chris. Congratulations.
He's going to the gym. He's winning $100. He's having a good morning.
Yeah, that's a good day.
Good day.
Carson,
good
day. Is there anything you want to say to our friend Chris before?
Yeah, my name is Carson. I'm from God's country, Charlestown, and I can't conquer Chris.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Oh, no, no, no. You can conquer Carson. You can conquer Carson.
Oh. Little known fact, Carson actually played the guitar on that intro.
That is a fact. Well, it is the 12-string acoustic, Dan.
Of course.
You didn't know that, did you?
Carson?
Yes?
First, Coin Conquer Carson is sponsored by Subaru. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Now say what's up to Ann from Walpole.
Hey, good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Carson.
I understand Max is in the car. You guys are going to Children's Hospital?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Oh, that's I was not expecting that deep voice.
That's a whole man.
Well, good morning, Max. I hope everything turns out okay for you.
Oh, I hope so, too.
Okay.
It's just a check.
Just,
bye.
All right.
Just a checkup is good. All right. Can you two kick Carson out of the studio, please?
Carson, would you kindly leave the studio, please?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Ann.
Good luck to you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson. You're going to win $100. He's 2 for 2 today. He's been holding down the fort, protecting Sal's money.
Oh, all right. Well,
we'll be are you guys ready?
We are. Are you ready?
Sure.
Question number one. No Doubt is returning for the Fire Aid concert at the end of the month. Who is the lead singer of No Doubt?
Gwen Stefani.
5 years ago today in 2020, the very first confirmed case of COVID-19 was found in the United States. The first cases globally were found back in 2019 in which city?
Wuhan, China.
Question number three. The creator of the Avatar movie says Avatar 3 might not be what audiences signed up for. Who writes and directs the Avatar franchise?
Do you know him?
I should know this.
Sam would kill us if we...
Oh my God, he would.
That's my other son's face.
No. James Cameron.
Oh, good pull,
all right,
Max.
We'll go with Sam.
Good pull. Kevin Costner honored Whitney Houston on his 70th birthday by resharing a behind-the-scenes photo from the film they worked on together and reflecting on her loss. Name the movie that had I Will Always Love You and I'm Every Woman and More on the soundtrack that they did together.
The what?
There you go. That's in your wheelhouse, huh?
It is.
And question number five. Should Chapel Roan keep things to herself more often? She says, quote, I think I'd be more successful if I was okay with wearing a muzzle. I would be way bigger than I am right now. What is the name of the fictional club Chapel Roan sings about in one of her biggest songs?
The Pink Pony Club.
Say it loud and proud.
The Pink Pony Club.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Carson!
All right, guys. Good
Dan,
job.
I heard you say when I was leaving that I won twice this morning. I did not.
Oh, did you lose?
I lost one, yeah.
Honestly, this whole morning's been a blur.
I know.
I take it back. Carson lost.
All right,
well, I have bad news. You might do that again.
Oh, no.
They got 5 out of 5 correct.
Shut the front door. Nice job, Ann. Nice work, Max.
It was a team effort, truly.
Yeah. All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Can I phone a friend?
No. Kennedy's off today. So I don't know if you know this, Carson,
yes,
but I won't be telling you which ones you get right or wrong because a person that I hear often say it adds to the suspense.
I don't like this.
We'll find out.
This isn't fun.
Question number one. No Doubt is returning for the Fire Aid concert at the end of the month. Who is the lead singer of No Doubt?
Gwen Stefani. Ding.
Let me do my job. 5 years ago today in 2020, the first confirmed case of COVID-19 was found in the United States. The first cases globally were found in 2019 in which city?
Wuhan. Ding.
Question number three.
Wu-Tang?
Yeah, he said Wu-Tang. For the children. The creator of the Avatar movie says Avatar 3 might not be what audiences signed up for. Who writes and directs the Avatar franchise? Are we ain't so quick with that ding now, are we?
Avatar is done by the same person that did Titanic, right? Can I go back to it? Can you ask the question one more time?
Who writes and directs Avatar?
That is a great question. And I love that movie. It's like my favorite movie of all time.
You're stalling. I need an answer.
1,000 times. I see you, Dan. You want me to quote the movie? Do I have to give you...
I just need to give me a name.
You say who directed it or who starred in it? Just, could you use it in a sentence?
I need an answer, please.
Oh my gosh, I'm drawing a blank.
All right.
Yeah.
Question number four. Kevin Costner honored Whitney Houston on his 70th birthday by resharing a behind-the-scenes photo from the film they worked on together and reflecting on her loss. Name the movie that had I Will Always Love You, I'm Every Woman and More on the soundtrack that they did.
The Bodyguard.
And question number five. Should Chaperone keep things to herself more often? She says, quote, I think I'd be more successful if I was okay wearing a muzzle and not speaking my mind. Hmm. I would be way bigger.
Hmm.
What is the name of the fictional club Chapel sings about in one of her biggest songs?
That is the Pink Pony Club, Dan.
All right. Well, you're right on all of them. You got question one, Gwen Stefani. Question two, Wuhan / Wu-Tang. Question three was James Cameron.
James Cameron.
Biggest director of all time. The Bodyguard, yes. Pink Pony Club, yes. But it doesn't matter.
Yes, congratulations, Ann and Max. Nice work.
5-4, you guys get the dub.
Hashtag suck it sack.
Max, how's it feel to win $100?
Yay!
We're splitting it.
I think that's only fair.
I do like that.
All right, Carson, what would you like to say to this nice family before we get out of here?
My name is Carson from God's Country, Charlestown, and I can't conquer Ann or Max.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.